Boom.
All righty. So we are live again. So John with Project Tribute Foundation, and this is just kind of our Monday series. We're trying to be pretty frequent with getting on and just sharing all the stuff that we're doing. Today we have some pretty cool guests. So first thing, we've got Chief Justin Miller out of the Dewey Fire Department, and then he also serves as with Bartlesville Fire. So tonight he is accepting two different requests that were submitted. So Justin submitted a request for Seek thermal cameras. We'll briefly go over those. And then we had another request that we're finally finishing up for these MPD rope devices. So y'all have probably seen those a couple times over the last year. It's taken us a year to acquire 9 of them. But Justin's also going to be accepting those, and those were donated courtesy of the Parsons Foundation. And so we just want to thank the Parsons Foundation for, I mean, both these donations were incredibly generous, and we'll put this on Facebook as well. So if you're joining with us live, you can also comment and we can kind of see and talk with you and all that. So definitely if you have questions, if you want to chime in, we're going to do this for about 15 minutes. And then, we're also going to do a podcast and do a little bit more deeper dive with Justin on some of his roles. Also with me, I've got Mr. Bryce, and then off camera is Miss Lacey. So if you guys are interested in our newsletter, Miss Lacey is taking that on. She's put one out already. She's got a really great one getting ready to come out. But that's kind of, as we continue to try to grow our volunteers and I get better about asking for help. That's kind of what one of her roles is helping us with just that side of things. So Mr. Justin,
how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
So Justin's been part of the Project Tribute Foundation since, I mean, day one, you know, and I knew Justin way back when. So, and then your brothers, so how are your brothers doing?
Doing good. Living the dream, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your little one? Is he still crazy?
Oh man. Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, as a little brothers,
yep.
Right up there with him, getting wild and crazy. And then now I have a daughter and I'm pretty sure going to keep them both in line.
The sprayable chalk was probably one of my favorite. that was just fantastic.
It worked out great.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm welcome back, but it was still, it was worth it.
It was so great.
All righty guys. So, let's just real quick, talk us through. So we've got two different things in front of us. Let's see if I can get right there. So the first thing is we've got 4 of these thermal cameras, and do you mind just giving us kind of a run through of just the basic layman's terms? Mm-hmm. How does this donation help you?
Man, greatly. So these Seek thermal cameras, hopefully I grabbed the right one, that, isn't in Chinese. we got these, donated to the Dewey Fire Department, the Reveal Seek Thermal Cameras Fire Pros Pro X. It's actually the, more current, thermal camera. It's got 3 different modes. One of them is for surveying, one of them's for, fire. And then, the other one is basically a color dynamic, tool that you use for just all sorts of different weird heat, not necessarily something you'd use in a situational awareness, but you would definitely use the 2 other modes for investigation. And then more in depth, you know, say you're overhauling, well, you can really pinpoint where some of the heat is that is really hidden in those small areas and whatnot. And the fire mode is really good for search and whatnot. So that the guys that are able to have these, I was discussing with you earlier is, you know, I've been in the fire service or I've been on the Bartlesville Fire Department, for about a decade. And we started out with one, just 10 years ago. And then we progressed on, then we got one per truck. Now we have, the decision-making camera on each truck, the bigger thermal cameras that, right. Have, more resolution, frames per second, you know, extra gigs so that they can store, you know, footage and things like that. Those are more for officer level so that they can really get fine detail in their decision making and be able to have a bigger screen that they can look at. And then whereas these Seek cameras, they are more so for the situational awareness for the firefighter to right. have on them for everyone that is inside of a burning building. They work really well for all of the other things that you can do with the bigger seat thermal cameras. But these ones are just good because they're light. You can hook them onto your SCBA pack. The bigger thermal cameras are way more expensive. And you couldn't give each firefighter a $4,000 camera, whereas you can these. Like I said, they're lighter. You can hook them on. They're easy to function with a gloved hand. They have a flashlight built into them. So that whenever, say, you're on the nozzle and then you've got the officer on the rear on the hose going through this dark, smoky atmosphere, you know, the officer may say, hey, let's hook this way. I've got fire off into this corner here or something. And he can't necessarily see it, but he sees it on his thermal camera and you're not sure where to put your nozzle. Well, he can just now pull this up. And
yeah, then you guys are talking the same.
You can actually see what he's talking about. The communication is a whole lot more. Like I was saying, this is more of a situational awareness camera. So as you're advancing inside of a building, you can do a quick scan to look for victims as you're going along. Whenever we get to the podcast, we can probably go into some more detail on the percentages with data as far as instead of one thermal camera, now there's two thermal cameras, the percentage of increase rises in finding potential victims a whole lot quicker. There was something that we'll have to look at. It's like 70% victims are found 70% more than they are without a camera. As far as firefighters in the line of duty deaths, 42%. I'll look up the numbers later, but it's like 42% were caused by disorientation.
Right.
You know, they lost they couldn't find their hose. They got separated from their team.
Well, that was the two that were just lost.
Yes.
Where was that one at?
Somewhere on the East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, massive building, and the two of them got mm-hmm. separated. The other one, they were found kind of close by, and you just kind of, they got lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. So it dawned on me that everything that we've provided is all about time. Like, and it just kind of clicked with me that even with the bleed kits or mm-hmm. the MPD devices or those, it's all about just getting you there faster or, you know, prolonging the time. You guys are in a fight against time. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Now, what about kids lost in the woods? Could that be used?
You could up to a certain point. If they're in like a closer area, you could have, sure. I mean, if you're walking in tall grass or something and you're all out spread out searching, course.
Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't you grab something like that?
Right.
You know, the bigger cameras have a little bit longer range. These won't necessarily won't. I'd have to look up through
how
the page that we're going to be looking at to see the actual distance. I think it may be 30 feet.
I mean, we played with them up to like, I don't know, 15 feet so far. So that's, I mean, I can tell you can see a handprint on a wall from 15 feet. So we definitely tried that one out. That's awesome. So, you've seen us in action since start. Mm-hmm. Remember that first box of tourniquets?
Yeah.
So we've gone from that first box of tourniquets now to thermal cameras. In really 2 years. I mean, that's because we were excited about that box of 100 tourniquets. Mm-hmm. And then now we're, you know, the value of those, that box of tourniquets is not even close to what's on the table right now.
No. Yeah. I mean, you know, little by little is, you know, crawl, walk, run, right?
Yep.
This is definitely going places here. There's several departments that I guarantee you would just be more than willing to have something like this, especially as time progresses in the fire service. We were talking earlier about fire progression, you know, flashover, which means the fire growth inside of a building from an incipient stage, from basically ignition point. So as it grows, you know, it takes a little bit of time. Once it's out of the incipient stage, it goes into growth stage. Well, that growth stage is what is going to heat up the temperatures for it to cause flashover. So all those superheated gases that start to build up in the higher portions of a building, once it reaches a certain level, the ground will start to off gas, and then it's going to create enough heat mm-hmm. and fuel and precisely enough oxygen, because that's always what the fire wants in order for it to completely flash. it used to be with legacy homes, it'd take about 10 minutes. And then once we started getting into synthetics and oil products like plastics and things, then it was, you know, anywhere between 5 and 8 minutes. And then it really started sticking around the 5 minute mark. And then at the last conference I went to in Florida, UL Research was there, FSRI, and they burnt 100 homes. And through that, they were discovering different techniques that you can use with flashovers. They weren't even doing that part of the study. But during these 100 homes that they burnt, they found out that it was more common, because when they do these tests, they're not regulated. They're right. funded through the government to be able to do these scientific studies so that we can, you know, protect more lives and property. 3 minutes and 40 seconds is now the flashover rate. So, you know, time is critical in the mm-hmm. fire service. We count seconds, you know, yeah. every second counts. So from getting a call, getting on the truck, getting gear on, getting off the truck, we count seconds now. So tools like this is something that it's cool. a fresh breath of air,
yeah.
Especially to the departments that don't have budgets, you yep. know, it, even for some of the bigger departments, it's still a strength, you mm-hmm. know, so it's wonderful.
Well, and I think that the fun thing of how we do it is that there's no politics or approvals or any of that. It's simply mm-hmm. what do you need, put it on our website, and then we'll go find it. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of no's. But every now and then we get a yes, and that's the piece that's pretty cool.
Sure.
So kind of we've got the cameras. So Dewey Fire is receiving for the cameras, the charging stations, mm-hmm. and all kind of the accessories. And that's kind of when I reached out to the Seek folks, I said, hey, give me the biggest, baddest. Let's give me a quote for that. So if you guys are just now tuning in, we're doing one of our deliveries. We're actually decided to do it through Facebook Live. So we're delivering 4 Seek thermal cameras to the Dewey Fire Department. And then 3 more of the MPD rope devices. So Justin's not a ropes guy. He's already kind of told us that, but
I'm an engine guy.
He's an engine guy. So I'm going to just quickly try to explain, because I've attended 2 demonstrations now. So Mr. Adam, it's Adam Butterfield. So Adam put the request in probably a year ago, if not a little mm-hmm. bit longer, for 9. And these are the final of the 9. And we've had lots of phenomenal donors, but again, the Parsons Foundation helped us with, it was 2 requests that we combined with 1 request of the Parsons Foundation. And again, 100% of what they provided to us is going right into what's kind of what's in front of you. But this device replaces the need for 1 set of rope tools mm-hmm. that would go down in a separate set that would go up. So a firefighter can be lowered and raised from this. And his thought process was more like vehicle rollovers at an embankment, those mm-hmm. kind of things, not just like little Timmy fell in the well.
Yeah. We call them Z rigs.
There you go. See, you do know some stuff.
Well, you know, this device is for firemen like me, because like I said, I'm not a ropes
yep.
guy. Firefighters are, a jack of all trades, master of none. We have to know everything.
Right.
And everything that we have to know is very important. Ropes Rescue, there's several guys on Bartlesville Fire Department that are just top notch,
you know,
really good, very smart, very good to learn from as well. Well, that's what this device is for, mm-hmm. is people like me who is not always, you know, tuned up on Ropes Rescue. They're right. so much simpler. Right. I've messed with them. I've gone off the side of the building with it. It works wonderful. Way better than, you know, the rack bar, the traditional way where you have to set up all of the different anchors and carabiners, and, you know, whether you're doing a 3-to-1 or, yep. you know, so on to 8, you know, it eliminates a lot of critical time that you need to be able to make a rescue. So, yeah, they're wonderful devices.
Well, that's what Adam and I sat there and kind of broke down all the components that it took for kind of setup A, setup B, and this. And mm-hmm. by the end of it, it was cheaper and faster to do this. Mm-hmm. And then the amount of training that A and B, if you made a mistake in any of those, your little Timmy's not going to make it.
Yeah.
On the original board, we debated on these for mm-hmm. a very long time, because we were like, I don't understand this. And then finally we got it through. And it was because Cody Mead poked me, as a matter of fact. That's why. So Cody, you're welcome. Thank you. But yeah. And so that's just kind of lots of these little moments, and it takes time, but we, through y'all's donations. So Mr. Bryce, I'm going to pick on you for a second. So if somebody wants to donate, how can they donate?
You can go and you can text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977. That'll take you to our website where you can put in for a monthly donation or a one-time donation. I believe it's if you commit to a $5 monthly donation, we can get you a challenge coin. Same with, I believe it's a $50 one-time donation. We can also get you a challenge coin there. So please, if you could, text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977. And that helps us out a lot, supplying life-saving gear just like this.
Well, and the same thing, if you work for any kind of a company, hi, Miss Susie. Good to see you. So Susie, they've got a great outfit out there over the Burial Mound Shooting Center. Yep. We were there, last mm-hmm. weekend. And that was actually one of our best turnouts. We sold lead kits for the first time. Yep. And we did great out there. But Miss Susie and John out there are just phenomenal folks. If you guys haven't checked that out, go over to their Facebook page, the Burial Mound Shooting Center over in Pawnee. Yep. But they do all these running guns. So I think in I want to say it's January, maybe December, but they do it a night shoot where it's a contest and people put on their thermal goggles and go shoot at night at throughout their gun range. But it is amazing what they do. Yeah. Just a cool get up. So in 2 weeks, we've got our biggest event coming up, the 2023 Baxter Springs Jeep Invasion. Brent and Leslie over in Baxter Springs. They founded this event, and last year the proceeds went towards a nonprofit. We happened to go out there, and moving forward, Project Tribute is going to be the beneficiary of that event, and all the proceeds come to us. As part of that, they actually just delivered 18 bleed kits over to the Baxter Springs Police Department. Coming up, we've got the Disney Police and the Disney Fire. I'm waiting on one check to hit for me to purchase bleed kits, and then we can hit that town. And that was courtesy of Jeepers Anonymous. So the Jeepers are definitely in the house this month.
Huge thank you to them.
Guys at Firehouse are trying to call my phone. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Earl.
They see you on. They're like, we're going to call it right now. That's fantastic.
I planned that.
Yep.
Vibrate.
Let's see here. What else? I think I've got a list going. I can't see it in the comments anymore, but so we've got the Baxter Springs. I'm going to put that website up on the camera if I don't break everything. Oh, there we go. So you've got the Baxter Springs Jeep Invasion. It's on the August 18th. It's just an off-road park. The 19th is all the events. You can bring your whole crew. You need to bring half your crew. Like the Baxter Springs can only take half your crew.
Yeah.
But it's they've got lots of great things. So if you want to do the Jeep show, I think it was August 1st was the cutoff. So I don't know if it's like cuts off tomorrow or if it's if it's tonight's the cutoff. But if you want to be part of the Jeep show, they've got last year I got the most patriotic Jeep, so I got a trophy sitting here. But it's a fly Jeep, but it's a great group, great organization. Definitely put that on your calendars. I just Googled Baxter Springs Jeep Invasion, and that's the website that popped up. On the top right is how you register. If you're looking on your phone, it's the two dots. Same thing if you're looking on our store, it's the two dots. Is that it for what other notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we hit them all.
Cool. I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the bleed kits that we've been putting out lately. So we now get them out of Refuge Medical, which is based in Spiro, Oklahoma. Everything's made in America in that kit. The only exception is the tourniquet. And it's because North American Rescue owns the patent for the tourniquet. So no one else, right? But we've seen these deployed in Bartlesville. Just as recent as yesterday. What are your thoughts, man? To me, it seems like so far the feedback's been overwhelming. Like everything you need for an immediate crisis is in there. Chest wound seals is kind of the next thing that we'll start doing in their intermediate.
Sure. Yeah. Chest seals, especially.
Yeah.
They're very important to have. Whenever you have that sucking chest wound, it's just like kind of bleeding out, like you're bleeding out your oxygen. So, the kits are wonderful. I think that, places like this that is able to get out there and hand these out, which I don't even think I've heard of any. It's just a wonderful thing that is right here in our own backyard, especially. But now we're, you know, able to get it out to the rest of the, you know, counties and states and, you know, things like that. It's just about time.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it. About time.
You should see the bank account. So the cool thing is today I was working with Forrest on a request from Georgia. They're asking for the glucometers and pulse ox. So Refuge has pulse ox. It's the glucometers that we're waiting on. So I'm about to do a delivery in Georgia.
Sweet.
Am I saying that wrong?
Georgia?
No, glucometer.
Glucometer?
Glucometer. Shoot. No, I can say Georgia. Thank you. So,
yeah. Georgia, you got right.
Yeah. You're fine.
I was going to let you know that you got it right.
So A plus. Cool. So then we also had a request from North Dakota come in over the weekend. And then we've got another request from Montana. So I think that's the one thing. We're starting to get seen nationally.
Going national.
That's awesome. Technically, we did decide we're global.
There you go.
Pakistan has been blowing my phone up. So I think well, at least international. Right? Yeah. So at what point do you go global? What's the difference of international and global?
Well,
okay. Facebook audience, if you're watching, we do need to know this. So please chime in. Hey, Doug, appreciate you, boss.
Maybe international has something to do with the connectiveness of different nations, whereas global's everything. Everyone. Look, you know what I mean?
It was rhetorical. You weren't supposed to answer that. You're too smart.
Well, there you go. Okay.
I think that's it. Bryce, what have you got anything?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I think we're good on
the ghost in the corner. Do you have anything you'd like to chime in? No? Okay, cool. So we're gonna continue kind of filming. We're gonna go off live and then film a podcast. But don't forget, there's lots of ways that you can help us. We've got over $400,000 of requests that have been submitted and from all states. So that's the biggest misconception. We only serve Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. No, they're just really good about asking for stuff. Dewey's getting pretty good too. But we will support any first responder across the nation. How they would put in a request is just go to our website, projecttribute.com. Ooh, I got a banner for that. Yep. Hold on just a second. I made it, so might as well use it. So projecttribute.com. And on there, there's a agency request form. Just click that, fill it out, and then just give me time. So that's the biggest thing, is that the more help we receive, the more donors we can connect with, the more grants we can connect with, the more corporate sponsors we can connect with, the faster we can complete these requests.
Yep.
100% of donations, 100% of the money that we raise on the donation side goes right back out to the field. And then same thing, if you're, hey, I don't want to just do a flat out donation, also buying our merchandise through the shirt store, tons of stuff on there. We're going to try to do lots of weekly deals. We're going to start throwing discount codes on our newsletter. So Miss Lacey, she's going to tell me, hey, I want a discount code, and I'll put one on there. And it's going to be stuff like free shirts. Yep. So be sure that you go check out the newsletter on our website. You can sign up for it. Trying to think, where is it at on the website? It's on Volunteer. At the bottom of Volunteer, there's a thing called subscribe. And then same thing, if you want to volunteer, just reach out to us. We've got lots of opportunities going to be coming up. At Baxter Springs, they definitely are going to need some help. So if you guys are there, just helping, just, you know, hey, you know, trash is full, help pick that up, that kind of stuff. Last year, they got lots of rave reviews. So we just want to keep that tradition going on. Mr. Justin, what else you got?
That's it, man. I think it's a awesome thing that you're doing and being able to help these smaller departments as well as moderate to large departments. It's just it's an opportunity for everyone, and it's awesome to see it.
So the Parsons Foundation, to you all, we just want to say thank you. You know, your partnership's why we're able to do this delivery for two different departments. You know, Justin, I'd be curious if you guys use the MPD or if you guys use the cameras, you know, just send us some feedback on hey, we used it, saved a life, or what have you. Also, if you get a chance, whenever you guys get all geared up, I'd love to get some photos of the donation in action. That way I can share with the Parsons Foundation.
You bet. So. Once it starts cooling off, hopefully get out there and go train on some fire behavior.
Speaking of, so we delivered a bunch of water last year. Mm-hmm. How's your water stock? Do you guys need, are you guys good? Or
right now it's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause I know that Budweiser had brought just a ton of those cans to you guys. So you guys are sitting good.
for right now.
Okay.
It'll get used, but yeah, we're doing okay. Fortunately we've had enough rain that, the fire weather's kind of calmed down for now. So yeah, we'll see what, you know, October and November bring, but right now we're doing good.
Awesome. So. Alrighty guys, unless any of our viewers have any questions, we're going to go ahead and sign off. If you do have questions and you're seeing this later on, no problem. Go ahead and just comment, post in the comments. We'll get you an answer for your questions if we can. I mean, if you ask about UFOs, apparently they exist now, so I don't know. Alrighty guys, I appreciate you. Justin, thank you. I really appreciate you being here, brother. So you both, thank you as well. Appreciate the work that you're doing.
Glad to be here.
So awesome. All right, we're signing out. See you guys.